Welcome to the Daily Dose of Healing and to day two of Embodied Surrender. Once you change, once something shifts inside of you, you are never the same again. You may revisit old patterns, old versions of yourself. However, you are not that same person. Even if there's an event that came up over and over and over again, or you find yourself feeling like you're running on a hamster wheel, when you revisit the same event or the same something that feels the same, you are not the same person if you've changed. Well, you're technically not the same person because you would be older than you were the first time that it happened for you, or the first time that the event occurred or the experience occurred. So you cannot possibly be the exact same, because your cells are always changing, new ones are being made, new ones are dying off. And so when you revisit an event, a life circumstance, you know, the same energy, so let's say you were in a relationship and then you found somebody else, only to realize that you were having the same feelings and emotions and experiences as you were the previous relationship, and you were saying, how do I keep finding myself in this exact same spot? Well, when that occurs, there is an opportunity for learning. And the learning can be multiple fold, but on many different levels. So on one level, it might be, okay, this is an opportunity to revisit and see if I could do something different, or if there was an opportunity to change the pattern so that it doesn't happen again. Another way, another opportunity or learning could be that you're revisiting a same pattern, an old pattern, so that you could see how far you've gone, how far you've come. So if you see a pattern happening again and you're like, I did not react the same way as I would have, then it's a measurement of, wow, look at me. I've changed. I've done something different, or I am different. It's also when you meet a trigger, or again, a same event, or it feels the same, an opportunity to dig deeper to see what else is there. What was the first event, or what were the first few events that led me to feeling the same way? Because you react based on what your conditioning is. There's a reaction and then there's response. The reaction is your conditioning. It is what you've ingrained into your nervous system. The response is a choice. And the reaction usually occurs first. So you might hear a thought that now you would be like, why did I say that? Why was that the first thought? It's simply to let you know that is what your conditioning has been in the past. And your second thought is the one that you can change, is the response. You can continue down the same line. I can't believe that this person did this to me, and continue. Or you can say, how can I see it differently this time? Because when you see something differently, the thing that you see starts to change, because you've seen it differently. Have you ever heard or read a book or listened to a podcast or a masterclass, and when you hear it, you were like, it's like I'm listening to a different masterclass, or it's as if I'm reading a different book, because there, I did not get this the first time around. Or even if you heard a conversation over again and you're like, okay, that is definitely, I did not hear it like that. Have you ever had the experience of reading something quickly? Someone sends you a text message and you're like, what? What did they say? I can't believe they said that. And then you reread it and you're like, never mind. I didn't even read it right in the first place. It is because you are not the same person reading it the second time, or the third time, fourth time, fifth time, as you were the first time, or listening to it. If you've shifted in your level of consciousness or in who you're becoming, a different part of the podcast, the book, the conversation will shout out to you or will speak to you, because you've change your perspective. And so when it comes to surrender, changing your perspective allows you to shift timelines. If you had an event that happened for you when you were younger, even a traumatic event, especially a traumatic event, and you see that same event differently, it's not that the event changes, it's the way that you see it. If that changes, then you rewrite your past and in this present moment. And if you change your past it changes your present, and if you change your present, then you have a different future. So you can change timelines simply by switching the relationship that you have with an event that's happened to you in the past. So how do you do that? How do you change the way something happened for you? Even the language that you use can help you shift that. So if something happens to me, why did this happen to me? If that's the question that I ask, I'm going to get a certain answer. My brain is going to be like, this happened to you because yada, yada, yada. You weren't paying attention. You were, la, la, you know, you were not good at math, or you don't have a good memory, or whatever it is that you were told a long time ago. That's how your brain's going to answer. Now, if you shift that and ask yourself, why did this happen for me? Oh, you are going to get a different answer. Why did this event happen for me? Who have I become during this, because of this event? It doesn't change what happened. However, it changes the way that you see it. Why did this happen to me? Oh, I'm a bad person. I didn't, you know, all the things that you could say to yourself. Why did this happen for me? Oh, well, if it happened for me, then it showed me how I could step into my power. It showed me how I could find courage. It showed me how I could be more compassionate. It showed me all these things. Then it happened for me. And if it happened for me, then I don't need to change it. So you just simply need to change your relationship with your past. And in doing so, it changes the present, because it shifts the frequency of how you feel about it. And some of the heaviness that you're carrying can be let go. It's the putting down of what you've been carrying. It's the deciding that I'm no longer going to carry it anymore, because I now see it differently. I see how it has shaped me into who I am right now. And so had it not happened, I would not be the person that I am right now. And if I'm not the person that I am right now, then I wouldn't be able to take the next step. And so you surrender into whatever trauma, whatever has happened to you, and shift it into seeing how it happened for you. Have a great day.